A diagnosis of cancer can lead to life changes, deeper religious commitment, or more time spent with family. But commentator Heather King found that illness also makes for some awkward social interactions.
People can get very bossy when they find out you have cancer. One woman I hadn't seen in months stopped dead in her tracks and demanded, "Hugs! Hugs!" Another gal cornered me in the grocery store and decreed, "What you need is a support group." And one night, I received a call from my friend Cedric. He said he was sorry about my cancer, then proceeded to tell me this. "Most people are saturated with a sense of guilt and self-loathing so intense that they bring serious illness on themselves. We had no idea of the power of healing we could unleash by ridding ourselves of this guilt," he said. Then Cedric got all somber and wizardy, hinting at the secrets of the universe and offering to let me in on an incredibly powerful method of prayer. I had to be sworn to secrecy not to tell anyone else about this prayer, because in the wrong hands it could do a tremendous amount of damage. This prayer had been used by many people I knew. Like who, I wondered? Why hadn't they told me about it? But the thing about this prayer was that it would only work if you truly wanted to live. Another friend had tried the prayer and failed. He had died because he couldn't bring himself to confront the fact that he didn't truly want to live. "Can you honestly tell me, Heather," Cedric whispered, "right now, this minute, do you even know? Are you even aware enough to say whether you truly want to live?" I stifled the urge to say, "No, but I truly want you to shut up." I'm no expert, but it seemed to me that the fruits of any real prayer wouldn't lead you to call someone who had cancer and inform them it was their fault. Any real prayer wouldn't lead you to ambush a carcinoma-ridden friend with the news that her existential ambivalence was going to kill her. I'm usually hyper-anxious to avoid losing friends, but I'd finally had enough of other people's agendas. What I did say was, "Listen, Cedric, I know you're only trying to help, and I appreciate your calling, but you're being preachy and patronizing, and you're making me very, very nervous." I think I might have felt a few cancer cells dying as the words issued from my mouth. And then I hung up.
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.